Shout it loud, hallelujah. As many people as are believing God, I believe that miracle can still happen and that the Lord can still fast track your miracles. Shout it loudest, hallelujah. If you know that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you shall bury all the enemy assigned to terminate your life, let your hallelujah be loud and clear. Let's close our eyes as we raise our two hands to the Lord. Forever, O Lord, my world is set in heaven. In heaven forever, O Lord. In heaven, it is in heaven forever. Oh Lord, I desire to in heaven, it is in heaven forever. Sing it loud and clear. Forever, oh Lord, our Father, we ask. Oh yes, hallowed be thou, oh our Father, oh yes. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it again loud and clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He is a Hallelujah. He's able to deliver and to save. Hallelujah. Who is able to sing it one more time. He is able. And to say, victorious, yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God, who has given us victory. Yes, we are victorious. We are victorious. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, who has given us. Now say, I am victorious. I am victorious. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah, glory be to God, who has given me victory. I am victorious one more time. I am victorious. Yes, I am. Hallelujah, glory be to God, who has given me victory. Of Judah has broken every he has given me the victory again. Hallelujah. Judah has broken every he has given us a Jesus. Silence now. There are some people here tonight. It must be that God loves you so much that he has brought you to tonight's meeting. Because the angels that are positioned to help you, they have tripled in number. And because of that, every shame is removed from your feet now. In the name of Jesus. Because of that, where you have been failing before, you shall begin to succeed. Because of that, where you have been frustrated, you will be celebrated. Because of that, no matter the challenges you are facing, you shall come out victorious. Because of that, God will waste your wasters. And your wasted years shall be compensated. Let there be silence now. Let there be silence now. For the power of God is now moving person to person. Don't say anything unless I ask you to talk. I'm addressing certain things. Does not concern you for now. When it concerns you, I will ask you to say amen. We have plenty of prayers to pray tonight. And there are plenty of issues to address. That person over there, the Holy Ghost has been impressing upon you that you need to change your name. But there is this satanic slow motion preventing you from changing this satanic name, and that has been hindering your progress. I have a word to you from the Lord. Immediately that name is changed, all the blessings you've lost for 25 years shall come rushing back to you. I didn't ask you to talk, beloved. Father, as many people as are in this gathering tonight, and they are being fed regularly in their dreams. As many people as are in this gathering tonight, and they are under the bondage of the Queen of the Coast, and the Queen of Heaven, and the Water Spirit. Mapata likaribo setela kayaba. Wherever such people are, let your liquid fire fall upon them where they are. Let the yoke from the waters, the yoke of the Queen of the Coast, the yoke from the waters, the yoke of the Queen of the Coast be broken immediately. In the name of Jesus. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Silent. Father, anyone here tonight, and I say yoke of premature death raging in their family. Mamu katila le kateraba. Ribo sepila. And that agent of death has already been sent against these people. Right there where you are, I bind and I cast out this agent of the spirit of death and hell. I bind and cast them out. Be released, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every heaviness on the head, every satanic migraine, every evil swelling in the breast, every evil swelling in the body, I command you to be melted away by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be melted away, 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 in the name of Jesus. I'm going to count seven from here. There is someone here. There is a calabash in the village by the bedside of your parents. It controls your destiny. As I count seven from here, the yoke of that calabash upon your life shall be broken. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Get yourself ready now. This is moving towards the end of the year. And you need to pray from your heart. Pray seriously from your heart. We don't have time for these prayers. And there are plenty of them to pray. Immediately you hear me, just open your mouth and pray. Arrows! Fired against my family tree. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and fire back the arrows. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, seven spirits of God. Can you shout that loud? That is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Seven spirits of God manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Let there be a manifestation of the seven spirits of God. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every coffin of darkness assigned against my life, break in the name of Jesus. Break the coffin of darkness. Something is going on over there. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Marida Kasoton de Kayaba. Father, let your fire fall upon this hand. In the name of Jesus. Let this hand become the hands of healing. The hands of power. The hands of strength. The hands of glory. In the name of Jesus. Lay that hand on any sick part of your body. Something is about to happen now. Manaka tendaraba. Rima polikayaba.
Hear the footsteps of Jesus. He's now passing by. Bearing balm for the wounded. Healing all who afflict. As his pain to the sufferer. Ule Amapur. He say in this moment we love be made whole. We love be made whole. We love be made whole. Oh come weary sovereign. Oh come sincere soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the calling and I shall be born. Boy, rope and say, Jesus, oh, Koya, Lord, by Oni tura fagbonwe oni se wocho aro bo ti so fa laisoni ni eti adagu o wi bali si pe o fe o so bi o fe o so bi o fe o so be wa alai lera wa eleshe wa wo mi iye chishan o mi iwe nubo wa ire iwa yosi riwo son. Hear the footsteps of Jesus. He's now passing by, bearing balm for the wounded, healing all who apply, as he speak to the sovereign. He say in this moment, we will be made whole. We'll now be made whole. Oh, come weary sufferer. Oh, come sincere soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing wave roll. Step into the call.
Naribo sepela kaya boshente raba. Naria pila katenda. You, the spirit of infirmity. You, the curse of infirmity. You, the load of infirmity. No matter where you are planted, hear the word of the Lord. That place is not your tabernacle. It is the temple of the Most High God. So I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive it. Receive it.
receive it.
In the name of Jesus. Now you are going to smite any area you have infirmity in your body. And you will shout, poison of darkness. Poison of darkness. You are going to smite the place 21 times. Let's go. Do it well. Masekatela kaya boshendera basanta. Makaponda ribo sopola kaya boshetera basanta. Bali katendele bokatende katela bosa. Yes. Something is happening here. Every plantation of darkness in the head, in the chest, in the womb, in the breast, in the legs, vanish. Amen. Check your body now. The Lord has healed so many people. If you have been healed, you can't find that infirmity you brought here. Run to the altar very quickly. The Lord has healed so many people, and his finger is still moving about to cause strange and mysterious miracles to happen. Shout this loud and clear now. Fingers of the wicked are lasting my breakthrough. Wither. Can I hear you saying that? Shout it again. Shout it again loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Command your fingers to wither. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. As a swelling under the armpit of somebody, there's also a swelling in the reproductive organ. As I count seven from here, the power of God is going to fall upon you, and that yoke will be broken. Immediately that yoke is broken. Find the way to the altar very quickly. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Say, every eater of flesh and drinker of blood assigned against me. Can you say that loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Jesus. That's right. Jesus. Something is going on here. Be released from their grip. Be released from their hand. Be released from their grip. Be released from their hand. Be released from their grip. Released from their hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, power of the strong man blocking my chances. There, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh, yes. Power of the strong man blocking my chances. Yes. Makatenda rabo shende rabo sete la kayaba. Jesus' name we pray. Shake your head now. Shake it vigorously. That's right. A whole personality is moving out of somebody over there. Shake it away. That's the power of God coming upon you. Silence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, any power that wants me to labor in vain. Can I hear the sisters shouting this? Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now, beloved. Father, I'm praying for any who is in this meeting right now, and there's something blocking your throat and giving you uncommon stress. I'm praying for that person over there too. It's as if there's a force squeezing your waist. It's tight, as if somebody is tying something on it. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Every poison in the body, I command the poison to depart now. In the name of Jesus. Check that your tight waist now. Check your body now. Once you have experienced the freedom power of God, find a way to this altar. You, the power of holes in the hand, and you have been losing what you get. I bind and I cast them out in the name of Jesus. Silence. Silence. That woman over there, the powers that have been troubling you, because one day they took away your underwears. They took you to the coven, but they put another underwear that looks similar in place, and you wore it, and problem has started. Right there where you are, that person, let that yoke upon your womb be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. The healing power of Jehovah is flowing to somebody's eyes. I saw one here. You are a university lecturer. But there's an arrow of the enemy in your life right now. But right there where you are tonight, the hand of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken completely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my life arise. My life arise. My life arise. Capture your glory in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and shout it. Capture your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Now this prayer, everybody should pray it with holy madness. In my life. This month, there shall be no evil carry over. Can you shout this loud? Say it again. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There shall be no evil carryover. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we cover all the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. And affliction will never rise again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, to the one who is able to do all things, who understands all things. Amen. I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. Your hand. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Onishara, Onishaya, Onishara, the Lord wa.
Jump in Jesus' name. First,
You are our rock, you are our strength. Lord, any agenda of darkness against any life here, I command that agenda to backfire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's sit down, beloved. We continue where we stopped last week. Hosea chapter 10. Hosea chapter 10. I want you to open your Bible there. This is a prayer meeting, so get yourself ready. As years roll to a close, the enemy doubles the effort. We also ought to triple our prayers. Hosea chapter 10, verse 7. It says this: as for Samaria, our king is cut off as the foam upon the water. As the foam upon the water. Let me now read it my own way. As for my enemies, their king is cut off as the foam upon the waters. Can you read it again loud and clear? Amen. As the end is drawing to a close, as the end of the world too is drawing to a close, like I was telling you the last time we ministered here, that it is abnormal to be normal in an abnormal situation. It is abnormal to remain sane in an insane environment. When you face a crazy environment, you need a little bit of insanity to survive. When you face a mysterious enemy, you need a little bit of mystery to survive. When you are facing a strange enemy, a little bit of strangeness is needed to survive. The kind of prayers we need these days is what you can call mad praying. We need to begin to commit ourselves to practical, passionate, and intensive prayer. Passionate, intensive prayer until God shows up with what we want. Many of us are not happy with our situation, but we are not mad with it yet. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. Every organized arrow against your life shall backfire sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold, amen. Please try and understand what I'm saying. The Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effectual, fervent prayer. Fervent. Another word that can explain fervent to you is boiling. When you put water on fire and then it's boiling. That's the kind of prayer. Elijah intensified his prayer efforts 7 times. 7 times before the rain came down. If he had stopped at level 1, there would be no rain. If he had stopped at level 2, there would be no rain. Level 3, there would be no rain. We need to pray using Anna's style. What does that mean? That is, you pray like a drunken person. Anna prayed like a drunken person. We need to pray until people will tell us people are drunk. We need to pray Anasta. That's Anasta. We need to pray Jesus style. That is until sweat drops like blood from our faces. That's mad prayer. It's an arena that is strange to many people. That is what we need now. We are in a mad situation. A crazy, strange situation. All kinds of strange things are happening. 2 weeks ago, a mother dragged her daughter to me here. She was in tears. I said, what happened? She said, Joe, I've never seen this before. I said, what's the matter? She said, her daughter was delivering a baby at the hospital. The baby was coming out with the head. Immediately the head came out of the womb. An unseen force with an unseen cutlass or knife cut the head off. And the head of a newborn child just landed on the floor. Nobody brought knife. The doctors didn't have cutlass. But there was an unseen force there with a knife. With a sword that no one could see. He was there. Standing there. The minute that the baby came out. And the head came down. Raise your right hand to the heaven. Say, every power of the wicked assigned to trouble my destiny. Tonight, die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Bapari ali katenda raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Our prayer tonight is that your enemies shall be cut off as the foam upon the waters. Say, my enemies shall be cut off as the foam upon the waters. My enemies shall be cut off as the foam upon the waters. My enemies shall be cut off as the foam upon the waters. My enemies shall be cut off as the foam upon the waters. My enemies shall be cut off as the foam upon the waters. My enemies shall be cut off as the foam upon the waters. Shout it again. Shout it again. Shout it again. A loud amen. Foam upon the waters loses focus. Your enemies shall lose focus. Foam upon the waters cannot make decision. Now this is where I want to go. Your enemies shall lose focus. They shall not be able to make any decision. The destiny of the foam upon the waters is determined by that water. The powers your enemy is using, you will determine where their arrows will go. The foam is lightweight and powerless. Your enemies have been demoted from heavyweight to lightweight. And they shall lose their power. They shall lose their power. They shall lose their power. In the name of Jesus. And I decree upon you, that woman over there, that all those you are hardening the enemies, they shall be cut off as foam upon the waters. They shall be cut off. 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 In the name of Jesus. Listen. This is era of mad prayer. Elijah style. Where you continue to increase the temperature of that prayer until there is a visitation. Elijah prayer. Where you put your head between your knees until the rain of breakthrough begin to fall. Anna's prayer, like a drunken person. When a person is drunk, he loses inhibition as he's praying the prayers. Couldn't bother who is looking at him. Jesus said of prayer until sweat begins to drop like blood from your face. There are prayers that until you pray and you are sweating, nothing happens. You pray until you start sweating. You have not started. In those our younger days, when we have battles to face, we remove our shirt. We remove our shirt and put it down. And we start prayer. And we begin to sweat. All those prayers we prayed like that, heaven has always answered. There was a brother, best in his class, did very well. But anywhere he went, no job.
His name was Jide. Jide was getting frustrated. He almost committed suicide. Until somebody told him, "Do you understand what they call violent prayers?" He said, "No." He said, I will teach you. Follow me. They now went and locked themselves up for 15 days. And they were praying three hours. Every three hours. For 15 days. Beloved, look at that. It's madness. As the day they finished the prayer, here is a man who has not walked for 7 years. He heard the voice of God clearly. Clearly. If you want to hear the voice of God, you will hear it if you want to. If you stay long enough in his presence and you pray aggressively enough, you will break through and he will talk. This is the truth too. If you want to get married, these days now, mad prayer is needed until you hear or see whether you should marry or not marry. Whether you should marry the person or you should not marry the person. People who are praying aggressively, the enemy is even trying to confuse them small. So those who are just kissing and petting and doing romance, they are finished. You won't see anything you ought to see. So after the mad session of prayers, you know that it is madness for somebody to be praying three hours, not sleeping for 15 days, not sleeping well. It means you can't have a sound sleep. 15th day, the voice said, "Son, go to Port Harcourt. I'm waiting for you there." "I've never been to Port Harcourt." "So I'm waiting for you there." He did not even have money to go. Anyway, he borrowed money. Flew to Port Harcourt. When he got to Port Harcourt, everybody's luggage arrived. The airline did not bring his luggage. So he began to say, "Where is my load? Where is my load? Everybody has gone now. Where is my load?" Meanwhile, he made a friend in the plane. And that one said, "Well, who are you going to see in Port Harcourt?" He said, "Nobody." He said, "God asked me to come." He said, "Ah, it's okay. At least I will give you accommodation in my house." That one waited and waited for him. His luggage did not arrive. That one went home. So he began to shout at the airport, "Bring my luggage, bring my luggage." So he blocked the gate. I was saying, "I want my luggage." I was shouting. He was shouting there. When a military governor, those days, arrived. And they asked him to leave the road. He said, "No, they have to bring my luggage." The soldiers asked him to leave the road. He said, "No, they have to bring my luggage." He was still shouting there. When the governor was passing, and the governor stopped, looked at him, and said, "Jide. Say, "Yes, sir." "You don't remember me?" "So we're classmates. Primary school." "Yeah." So he embraced him. "So, Jide, what are you doing here?" "I said, my luggage." The governor ordered for them to find his luggage. Quickly, the luggage arrived. He gave him his luggage. "I said, Jide, where are you going?" "I said, nowhere. Nowhere." "It's okay." "So I came to Port Harcourt for a meeting with the governor here. When I finish the meeting, will you follow me to my station?" Jide said, "Yes." So they went for the meeting. For the first time in 15 years, Jide ate balanced food in the governor's guest house. When the governor was going back to his station, he took Jide back. Jide was sleeping, waking, eating, sleeping, waking. Was waking and sleeping and eating for about 2 months. Then after 2 months, Mana gave him a big contract. This is how Jide himself became a multimillionaire. But it didn't start like that. It started with the mad praying. I see somebody here today. The kind of prayer you are going to pray will bring you uncommon breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. A girl was kidnapped. The girl comes to Mountain of Fire. So they kidnapped her and took all of them together somewhere. In the night, she started praying. Serious prayer. They asked her to keep quiet. She refused to keep quiet. The prayer was getting aggressive. Then I'll stop that. So we say you should stop. You didn't stop. He said, I just want to tell you, if you kill me here, I will from here go to heaven. But all of you are finished. Then I went to call their boss. Boss came and said, young lady, which church you attend? She said, Mountain of Fire. Ah. Man said, release her. Release her. Even after releasing her, beg her not to pray against us. That's how they release the girl. A mad praying brought results. I see somebody here today. You shall pray to get results. In the name of Jesus. We went to Abeokuta to dedicate their new regional headquarters. Some people came to greet me when I arrived. The welcoming party. So I shook their hands one by one. There was one man there. Immediately I shook his hand. He transferred that hand into his pocket and did not bring it out again. Anybody wanted to greet him? Left hand. Now, if you stretch right hand towards somebody to shake him and he stretched left, is that madness or not? But he knew what he was doing. When he was coming for the meeting, his wife was already in labor. And they had told him that if the woman does not deliver, within the next few hours, they will have to do surgery and that the baby is in the wrong position. So he kept the hand in his pocket and didn't touch anybody again with it. He drove all the way to Ibadan, not bringing the hand out of his pocket. Then went straight to the hospital, laid that hand on the woman. Immediately, the baby came out. I see somebody hands here tonight. Possessing your possession in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. As many people as are here tonight, and you want God to cut off your enemy as a foam upon the waters, you should pray this prayer without apology. Pray it without saying, I'm sorry for somebody. Shout this loud and clear. Coven agenda against my destiny. Death in the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Say powers sleeping to harm me. You shall not wake up. Can you shout this last? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Name we pray. Say, owners of evil, Lord, carry your Lord in the name of Jesus.
Somebody is breaking through. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power. Say, let us kill him and see what becomes of his dream. Say, any power. Say, let us kill him and see what becomes of his dreams. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
This one, if your voice is not louder than that of your neighbor, you have not started the prayer. You have not started at all.
The powers that hates my peace. Can you shout it loud? Your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Aha. Jesus' name we pray. Powers that ate my joy. Your time is up. Death in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Any power that wants to attack you as a result of your prayers here tonight, I bury them alive in the name.